Okay, fantastic. This is Tim Darnell in Allen, Texas. We are on dry ground and high ground, and actually sunny days here. The weather has been fantastic. The temperature is lower than it has been, quite a bit lower in the summer. And so just praying for all of our friends down in southeast Texas and just all the people affected by the weather down there, the flooding. And, man, I know we've got half of Allen, I think, is gone.
We lost you, Tim.
Okay, I'm back now.
Yes.
Can you guys hear me?
It's Randy and Lori from Marble Falls.
Randy and Lori, welcome, guys. Can you all hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Anyway, I know that all of y'all are praying for everybody down there, and all of you have relatives down there. Not all of you, but some of you have relatives down there and people that you care about. And so we certainly want to keep them in our thoughts and prayers, and the donations, I'm sure, will be used very well. For all the restoration, it's going to take not weeks but months and maybe even years to get people rehabilitated out of this disaster. So I love seeing people step up. I love seeing Isagenix step up with some $700,000 worth of Isolene food bars and shakes sending down there, perfect for this kind of calamity down there, for people to be able to get a meal in a bar. So very excited about that, and very excited about tonight. Team Freedom has been cruising along here, exciting new additions and new people coming on board, and just a lot of people. And a gal that I enrolled today just in a situation where she just really needs the business. And I told her, I said, you know, that was my blessing when I came on board this thing, is that we really, really, really needed it. We didn't have anything to fall back on. And so we had to build this thing quick, and we had to build it big. And I think that desperation actually was a major a point of favor for us, that we were in that situation. So a lot of times the bad times lead to real good times. And so I think all of you can share experiences like that. I've got a very special guest tonight. We do have a very special guest. Wendy Frank is with us. Wendy is tearing this business up. She's doing such a great job. She's such a humble, gentle person, but she is very aggressive also. And so, Wendy, we're glad to have you on board. Thank you so much for gracing our presence tonight. Great to have you here. So are you there with me?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Tim, so much for just inviting me onto your guys' call. And, you know, when you're talking about Texas and just the heart of Isagenix, like, it just brought me to tears when I saw that post in Isagenix business about, because most of us that are in this business have a heart of serving others, and just to see the company do that on such a massive scale, I mean, just really humbled me, and just so grateful that I'm a part of what, you know, Isagenix is doing.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, we're the same way, and I, you know, it is heartwarming to see them just step up. And I think somebody from Texas just called and said, would you be interested in donating something? And it was immediate. It wasn't any floundering around. You know, it was, here's what we're going to do. And I'm sure there's more in the works, and I'm sure that the big hearts of Jim and Kathy Coover and some of the big leaders here have seen fit to donate some, you know, some really serious money to that cause down there. So that's great. So Wendy, we want to hear about you, and we want to hear about your growth and what all you've done. But I think the best way to start that is for us to tell, or for you to tell us about your family and who you're married to, and your two beautiful kids, and those pictures that I'm looking at right now, just fantastic, handsome husband. And so tell us about that and how you guys met, and what's going on with you family-wise.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. So I've been married for 6 years to my husband, Brandon Frank. He works for the Riverside Sheriff's Department here in California, and he has 12 years on of service. And I have we have two small children. I have a five-year-old, Kennedy, who just turned five on Sunday, who will be starting kindergarten on Wednesday, and she is super excited. I also have a son who, Mason Frank, he is 2.5, and he is going to be hanging with mom, building this business from home in the next couple of weeks, just him and I. So a little bit about how I got started with Isagenix. You know, I had been in network marketing before and had fallen in love with the profession and decided to get a degree in marketing. And I saw the pros and the cons on both sides of marketing. And, you know, I dabbled in a couple of different companies and had some opportunities to travel and open up some new amazing countries and just thought that was it for me. And it wasn't until, you know, I really got into the comp plan and just really helping people in that business where I realized that it wasn't a good fit for me anymore, because here I am pouring my heart and my soul into these people, and my paycheck was getting less and less. And, you know, as God moves us in our times and our lives, I just really felt a shift for me, and He just really pulled me out of the profession for a while. And I got married to my husband. I lost my dad, and I just was kind of feeling lost and didn't really know what direction the Lord wanted me to be in. Bobby and Michelle, many of you, I'm sure, know them. I had just had Kennedy. You know, like I mentioned, she just turned 5. Bobby and Michelle wanted to congratulate me on having Kennedy. You know, it was a tough pregnancy. She was a NICU baby, 10 days. You know, every day I'm grateful that the Lord allowed her to stay with us. You know, and she came home, you know, 10 days after being in the NICU, and Bobby and Michelle called me, and they wanted to come to my house just to welcome me home and pray with me and congratulate me on, you know, what I had been through, and knowing that it was going to be even harder, knowing that, you know, I'm now a brand new mom, knowing, you know, coming home with a baby going, now what? And, you know, Michelle, I followed Bobby and Michelle for years because I have known them from other businesses. And, you know, I just naturally asked them, what are you guys doing now? And, you know, they had shared their story about them coming home from Florida. And, you know, they had been introduced to this company, Isogenics, and they were just really felt like God had them here. And they were just going, this is going to be the last company for them. And this is going to be the last opportunity in network marketing. You know, they weren't going to hop anymore. Like, they were just going to dig their heels in and build a massive business with Isogenics. And, you know, she goes, I know the timing is probably not right for you right now, having a brand new baby, and you can't even wrap your head around that right now. And I said, of course not. But I said, I want to support you, whatever you guys are doing, so tell me more. And she said, honestly, I don't know a whole lot about it, but let's just get you started. And I said, okay. I had gained 50 pounds my pregnancy with Kennedy. I was on bed rest, wasn't allowed to work out. So, of course, I needed the product desperately, and feeling lost and with no purpose because of what I had experienced in my life with losing my dad recently at that time, and also having a brand new baby. I just didn't know where my direction was going. And so I was like, you know what, I'm definitely willing to try some products. I could lose some weight. And, you know, I hadn't had a product transformation, so she couldn't really tell me that these products were going to change my life, which most of us had amazing experience and know that these products do change our lives. So I naturally got started and just wanted to support them. And, you know, my husband looked at me one day because I was out walking with my new baby, and he goes, are you doing that shake thing that your friend told you about? And I'm like, yeah, why? Like, all up defensive. And he's like, I think it's working. And I'm like, really? Like, what do you see is so different about me? And he's like, well, you want to get out and you want to do more stuff. Like, you seem just to be happier. And I'm like, oh, okay. So, like many people, I'm sure, you know, I got started with one foot in and one foot out, like not exactly knowing what was going to happen to me, you know. And most of us think, okay, it's just food. Like, how can this really dramatically change my life? Well, I'm here to tell you that it totally dramatically changed my life. You know, being on the product and staying consistent, I lost the 50 pounds that I had gained with Kennedy, and just was happy being a product user. And, you know, Michelle told me about the business opportunities, and, you know, I love network marketing, but the timing is just not right for me. And for you people that are kind of, you know, dabbling in the product and not sure exactly, you know, if you're using the products properly or you're not sure about your auto ship, just take this as, if there's only one thing you remember tonight, please just take note that I stayed on auto ship for 3 years. Okay, the comp, if you're not sure what that means, I know Tim will be happy to explain what that means and how valuable that is for the future for you if you decide that the timing is right for you. So just kind of backing up a little bit, I got pregnant with my son, and again, gained 50 pounds, had a rough pregnancy, and you know, just sticked with the products. And after I lost the weight, you know, I just was happy being a product user. And it wasn't until August 16th, and I had mentioned earlier my husband's in law enforcement, Mason was teething really bad, and I was sitting in a rocking chair at my house, And I got a phone call from a lady, and she said, "Is this Wendy?" And I said, "Yes." And she's like, "You know, this is Amber calling you from the Riverside Sheriff's Department." And immediately at that moment, my heart just sank, and I said, "You know, why are you calling me? They don't call you for good things, right?" And I said, "What is going on?" And she said, "Oh, I'm here to tell you that your husband is safe and that he's okay, but you will not be able to talk to him for 48 hours. And it was in that moment, as I'm rocking my son, as he has a fever, I'm thinking, "Lord, there has got to be so much more for me." And it happened to be coming up on Celebration, which is a huge Isagenix event. And it was like 3 or 4 days away from the time that I got this call about what had happened with my husband at work. And I called Michelle immediately and asked her to pray for me. And I said, "I'm going to Celebration. I don't know. My husband's not even home. I don't know what's going on, but all I know is I'm not going to live day to day wondering if my husband's coming home or not." And I wasn't going to settle for my husband going to work, risking his life for a paycheck that didn't matter if he wasn't home with me and the kids. And I went to that event. And let me tell you, if you've been to an event, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The events change your life. And I sat there. And when I walked in, I got handed a Bible verse talking about if you have faith the size of a mustard seed. And I sat there and I sobbed and I said, "Lord, I'm in the right place at the right time. Use me for your glory." And from that day forward, I mean, it's just been an absolute blessing for me and my business. You know, just keeping God at the forefront of my business and just really staying true to what he's called me to do. I pray for my people every day, who he wants me to talk to. I share from the heart. You know, you, in this business, you hear you don't want to. You're not selling products. You're not, you know, you're really just sharing an opportunity with people, and everybody deserves to live a life, you know, out of that hamster wheel, whatever, you know, they have going on in their life. So in 2 years' time, you know, being on auditship for 3 years previous, you know, my 5-year anniversary is coming up with Isagenix, and you know, I've been able to hit 3-star, and I was 10 cycles away from hitting 4-star last week, which, you know, I might not have hit 4-star, but let me tell you, the feeling of just knowing that you're growing a business and helping people, and it's not about me. Like, in microscope, maybe it's just about me, but it's really about helping other people achieve their goals while I'm achieving mine, but it's so much more than that, and it's just, like, I'm smiling ear to ear just talking about it, because when I think of how far I've come from that phone call in the rocking chair with my son to going to my first event to now here, you know, I'm just in awe of the amazing lives that have been changed, including mine, just because one simple person came to my house and told me to try these products. And because she was a dear friend, I just wanted to support her. And the magnitude of lives that have been changed from that one conversation has just been an absolute blessing.
So you were on auto ship for 3 years and really didn't have any intention in building the business at that time, although you had network marketing experience. And so you were just sitting there and waiting for the catalyst event to occur, and not knowing that you were waiting for the catalyst event to occur. But that, I'm sure that struck a nerve with you big time. I can imagine a call like that. Why could he not talk to you for 48 hours?
So it's just protocol. They take the deputy's weapons away, their guns, and they do blood testing, and they go through a psych evaluation, and they assign them like a person that's been through a shooting out in that line of work, and then until you know that has taken place, they just really can't contact their family.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sure we've got a lot of people whose husbands or wives are in law enforcement daily, just wondering what's going to happen and are they going to come home today. So I certainly feel your pain on that. Is he still in law enforcement now?
He is, and you know, sorry, my son just smacked his face. So this is the beautiful thing about being home with your kids. He is in law enforcement, but he's never been a dreamer. And Isagenix has really allowed him to dream again. I mean, when you get these paychecks on Monday, and, you know, I remember being so excited and celebrating my first and second cycle and then getting to that 5-cycle bonus and just being so excited about that $250. And, you know, now you know, I celebrated all the way up until, you know, still to this day. And, you know, I'm going to receive one of my biggest paychecks on Monday. And, you know, every cycle matters and every cycle counts. And, you know, he's been able to dream again. He hasn't worked overtime in 9 months, which is a huge blessing because he only works 4 days a week and he's here with us 3 days. But he never thought it was possible to be able to live every day, like, with a different purpose. Like, he was just taught you need to go to work, and you go and you do your best, you give your all, and you receive a paycheck when you're done. And so it's been a huge blessing for us just to kind of see the growth and the change that has happened between both of us, because in network marketing, you hear your team only grows as much as you do. And let me tell you, my marriage has grown astronomical in amazing ways because we are doing so much personal development so that we know that we can be the best that we can be and also be the best leaders that we possibly can be for other people as well.
I think your perspective is fantastic, and I love that because it's really a side benefit. Everybody talks about the money or thinks about the money, but, man, the personal development. And here it is, you're seeing it in your husband being able to dream again. How precious is that? What kind of price tag can you put on that?
Oh, my gosh, you can't. Just even talking about it just makes me cry because, you know, he has a heart for serving others in that profession, but he's so burnt out that he can't serve people in a different, more positive way because he's just given it his all at work. And so just to see him wanting to pour into others outside of work because he has that fire and that spark that he didn't have before has just been, I mean, it's just such a great thing for my kids to see as well. You know, so Isogenics has improved us in so many ways.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. Well, I love your story. I love your passion. I love your love of the Lord. And all of those things serve you extremely well. Now tell us a little bit about how you build your business and what's going on with you and some things that you found to be real helpful as far as putting some numbers on the board like you're doing. And man, I would say you're probably not far off from getting your husband home. Would you agree with that?
Yes, absolutely. For those people in ministry, if you're familiar with the Dave Ramsey plan, you know,
yep.
We implicated Dave Ramsey about 60 days ago, and you know, I just heard very clearly the Lord telling me that I couldn't be good with the money he had given me already. How was I going to be better with more? And in 60 days, to see how much our business has changed, because we really have a different perspective on money. And again, it goes back to that personal growth. And I personally needed some personal development in the way I spent money and the way I valued money. And so, you know, my husband, you know, he set some really good goals. And if you were on the step up to two-star, you know, Tanya was talking about setting some astronomical goals. And, you know, I have those goals. And, you know, the goal is to retire my husband. And my husband told me I would be willing to walk away from, you know, for you guys that don't know, in law enforcement, you know, their pension is 98% of their highest year earnings at the end of the age of 50 here in California. So to make $100,000 plus, working 4 days a week, and he's willing to walk away, which is amazing, with some things that has to happen in the meantime. Like, he wants, you know, the house paid off, to be debt-free and have, you know, money in the bank. Because, again, this is something that is so unusual for him because, again, he was just, you know, what are those things you put in your ears, you know, that you twist around, you clean your ears out with?
Yeah, the Q-tips.
Right. Well, Tim, that's actually the brand. They're called cotton swabs. But you see how we've been brainwashed into thinking something, and that is truly how my husband was. He was brainwashed into thinking that he really had to go to work to, you know, and that's what he had to do to live a life, you know.
Yeah, good illustration, yeah. That is awesome. Well, I'm so excited for you guys, and the sky's the limit here, and you just keep going like you're going, and it's going to get bigger and bigger. So tell us what you've done. Maybe tell us some things that you've done wrong, and then tell us some things that you learned from that and how you've learned to correct that and do better.
Yeah, so I know you kind of asked me a little bit about my schedule, and you know what, it wasn't until I got a handle on my schedule and really valued my time until my business really started to change. And, you know, I'd say, okay, like I would set intentions, but I wouldn't set intentional time to work on my business. It'd be like, you know, I'm a stay-at-home mom, so I'd be like, oh, I'm going to do this, this, and if I get to working on my business or talking to somebody, no big deal. You know, my business was growing, but it wasn't really doing much. Like, I couldn't get over that next hurdle or the next cycle where I was stuck. You know, so I schedule business hours. I schedule appointments in that time, and that has really changed a lot for me. You know, if you're not doing tasting parties, you know, you're just really not maximizing your time. For me, being a stay-at-home mom, you know, to hire a babysitter at $15 an hour for two kids, like, I can't be doing that for a 30-minute conversation with someone at Starbucks hoping that they're interested. So for me, the tasting party is what was key because I'm working a week ahead of time planning for that tasting party. And then I know that I'm going to have a successful because it's up to me to work all week really hard on getting all the people that I've talked to in the pipeline and getting them to coming to a tasting party. And I love the tasting parties too because, you know, people are coming with knowing what they're going to be expecting. They're not coming to a coffee and you're springing it on them saying, hey, well, I'm doing this new thing and I think you should join me. You know, of course, like, nobody likes that. And, you know, that's not my approach if it's somebody that I am meeting that way. But so, you know, the tasting parties has been really key for me because I can do, you know, one or two of those a week and just really maximize my week with my time. So the things that I got away from doing was the tasting parties for a short period of time. So I thought, you know, I have such an international business. I'm just going to do Zooms and, you know, just meet people one-on-one over the phone. And I wasn't really getting out and connecting and meeting with new people. So that is one of the things where I saw the dip in my business because I wasn't staying true to, you know, Tim, I know you were on that call and we talk about it over and over again. It's the 3x3x3, and everyone kind of looks a little bit different, but it was just really getting down and back to the basics of, you know, talking to three new people, having them take three new looks at Isagenics, encouraging three new people a day, and then, you know, really focusing on the tasting parties where, you know, that is where my business, I mean, I had a tasting party 3 days before we left for Celebration. I had 25 people here. I mean,
wow.
And I worked 14 days in advance inviting people to this event, and that's what the turnout ended up being. So, you know, that is the do's of building this business, and the don't was, you know, I just really got comfortable with where my business was and just said, oh, okay, I'm just going to kind of take a back seat to doing in-home tasting parties, and that was the don't do. So the do, it is definitely you know, ask your friends to host a tasting party. You know, there's people love the community of Isagenics. Just a quick story. I had a girl come to a tasting party that I had met at a Wednesday night Bible study. She had dabbled in Isagenics before, but it wasn't the right timing or the right people. And I invited her to the tasting party where I had the 25 people before Celebration, and it was Thursday, and I said to her, you know, I invited her and she came and she goes, oh my gosh, Lemmy, this is the culture that people have been bragging about with Isagenics, like the stories that people were sharing over and over again. And, you know, she had mentioned that she was on vacation, and I said to her, I texted her the next day and she wasn't even signed up in Isagenics. And I texted her on Friday. I said, if I can organize you a ticket to go see Tony Robbins in Vegas in a room, would you be willing to go? And she said, absolutely. And so she signed up on Friday and left for Celebration on Sunday and attended the whole entire event. And she is HIT consultant, is having her first tasting party on Friday. So, you know, those events, having those tasting parties does really allow people to see the culture of Isagenics. So that's been, you know, a true testimony to my business, just keeping that at the forefront.
I love what you're saying because the tasting party, and you said you promote for 2 weeks for that tasting party, so you're inviting, inviting, inviting. But the first thing you did was schedule. And so I think that's a big clue for everybody listening on this line is that we schedule an event, and there's an old saying that says, if you build it, they will come. And if you schedule it, they will come. And if you invite, more will come. And boy, when you have the synergy of 25 people in a room, there is nothing like it. The excitement is out the roof, and everybody catches the vision of what's going on. So I love what you're saying right there. You know what I'd love to do is open it up for some questions. And so if you've got some questions that you'd like to ask Wendy, this would be – Wendy, are you okay with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Well, I think you're a real good person for our team to ask questions of. So if you've got a question, if you come on board, unmute yourself and come on out here. Who would like to be first?
Don't be shy.
I'll have one. This is Rick.
Hi, Rick. Come on out here.
How do you get people to come to, you know, people say, yeah, I'm going to come to the tasting party, and then they never show up.
Yeah, so what I do is, you know, I mentioned, I start 14 days in advance. So I personally invite them. So I'm either calling them on the phone, and I'm just saying, so, you know, I'll say, hey, Kim, you know what? Last time we chatted, when I saw you at the gym, you kind of mentioned that you were kind of set at a plateau with your weight. You know, I have something that you might be really interested in. You know, I've been able to regain my health and my energy with my two little ones and lose 50 pounds twice. I would love for you to come and check out what it is that I'm doing. So I call her on the phone. Maybe I leave her a voicemail. And then if I don't hear back from her, I call her back in 3 days. Or I send her a short text. Hey, Kim, did you get my voicemail? And then, you know, she'll either reply or not reply. Again, you may get replies or not replies. I just kind of move on. If I don't hear back from somebody, it doesn't matter to me because I've contacted 75 people. So if I don't hear from 10, you know, it's okay because I'm in massive action on getting people to this tasting party that I'm hosting. And then what I like to do is I like to create a Facebook page. And you guys, this is really key. How many of you have been invited to a tasting party or some type of event on Facebook? You saw the notification and then you never saw it again, right? You didn't even look at it. You didn't even look to see how many people were invited. You just said, oh, it meant nothing to you because you weren't personally invited and you're not special, right? You don't know how it's going to pertain or change your life or if it's something you actually need. So what I do is I contact the person. If they contact me back, I'll say to them, since you're interested in coming, do you mind if I add you to my Facebook page event? This is going to send you reminders and also some additional information before you come. And more than likely, these people say yes. So I have two. I'm using Facebook as the tool, not as the actual invite to where it's not personal, because when I told Kim and I called her, she had already told me that Isagenics could possibly be a good fit for her. So that's one of the things that I do. And then I follow up with people. I write a list, and then 3 or 4 days before the party, I'm texting people, I'm calling people. I mean, you know, because you want a big turnout. And then the people that are already in your business, you want them coming too to share their story. You know, and just wherever it is that you're at, you know, you don't have to give people a lot of information. You know, I see people in the gym, and I saw a guy today that I hadn't seen in years, and I just said, hey, JP, oh, my gosh, we haven't connected in forever. I haven't seen you since high school. Like, I would love to connect with you later. And so then I'll get his number, and then when I have a tasting party, you know, I would have had some other kind of conversation with him before to see what his need would be, to see if Isagenics would fit for him. So you just have people in the pipeline that you're already working for. And see, for me, having people in the pipeline and then inviting them to tasting parties later on is just really the key that has worked for me.
And I hear you saying, and great question, Rick. Thank you for that. I hear you saying that you're not relying on just the social media. You're calling, you're texting, it's multiple contacts before the meeting.
Absolutely, because you know what? If Facebook were to disappear tomorrow, like, I want to know that my business it's not going to even have a hiccup. And, you know, I really get people's contact information. You know, people say invite and add them to your Facebook. Well, I'm going to get their number first before I find them on Facebook. So that way I have their actual phone number.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's real smart. That's great stuff. Really important. I love your modus operandi there. That's fantastic. Thank you, Rick. Who else has a question?
I have a question. This is Beverly Bearden from White Rides.
Hi, Beverly.
Hi. As a stay-at-home mom, how do you have this you said you're having two parties a week, and you might have 25 come, and you're inviting 75 people. How are you contacting that many people to have that many in your pipeline?
Yeah, great question. So, you know, I'm constantly meeting people. If you weren't at Celebration or you didn't live stream it, I'm sure you can find it on YouTube. One of the things that Susan Sly said, that you need to have your hands in 10 different things, 10 different activities. For people that are working, you're probably going, oh my gosh, like 10 activities, like that sounds like a full-time job in itself. And it's Isagenix has to just become who you are. You've had to have a massive transformation, a great product testimony, to where it's just people see the difference. But if you're working all day long, you know, you are telling people, you have contacts at work, you know, and if you're going to the grocery store, it's easy to meet people at the grocery store. I just make it a point to meet people, and I don't have any intentions at the time or know where it's going, and I'm not attached to the outcome. So, you know, I met a lady in the grocery store the other day, and we started talking about some muffins. And she said, do your kids eat these gluten-free muffins? And I said, yeah, absolutely. You know, they do. I said, I'm really big into nutrition. You know, I'm very careful about what I feed my kids because they have food allergies. And, you know, we got to talking, and I just said to her, I said, you know what? I would love to chat with you more. My husband's in the car waiting for me. Can I get your phone number? And I'm going to text you and connect with you later this week. So I got her number, and we've already connected this week. So I'm just constantly trying to meet new people. If I go to the I do go to the gym 4 days a week. I hop on the treadmill next to someone who has no earphones on. And I ask them, what are you doing here? What are your goals? You know, and they'll tell me, you know, hey, I'm a bus driver. I'm on my lunch break, and I'm just here trying to get 45 minutes in, you know, because I want to stay healthy for my kids. So maybe it wasn't that initial contact that I got their phone number, but now I remember their name. And I see them in the gym, so when I say hi to them and I see them later on, I'm just building that rapport. It's taken me, I have a couple of people I've actually signed up from the gym, but it's taken me almost a year to get them started with Isagenix because it's just been a long process of earning their trust and building a relationship with them. So, you know, when I am messaging people and calling people, my business hours used to be, and now with my daughter starting school, I have to change them. But I used to sit down from 1 to 3, and that was my intentional time with Isagenix. I didn't do laundry, dishes. It didn't matter what my house looked like. It was just fully on Isagenix. And if it were my people in my downline that needed my help, I scheduled them outside of that 1 to 3 time. That 1 to 3 time was really my time. I'm focusing on inviting people to my tasting parties, following up with my product users. And, you know, my business builders are very important, but I set different time schedules for them. So you'll be amazed at how much time you can actually get done or what you can get done if you set time aside. So even if it's 15 minutes, you can easily call a few people in that 15 minutes or, you know, send out a couple text messages to schedule an actual phone call with them.
That is great. That's great stuff. Really good. Thanks for that good question, Beverly. We've got time for one more, and then we'll wrap it up. Really good stuff, Wendy. Appreciate it. Who else has got a question? All right. Come on, guys. Well, listen, I want to tell you something. You are fantastic. I love your energy. I love your you've got a business mind about you, too, and I love that idea. But I'm hearing you say, summing up, I hear you say scheduling is so important. And people that just sort of sit back and want this business to come to them and just happenstance is just probably not going to happen. I did a post last week that said, if your calendar's full, you're probably going to have a very exciting business. If your calendar's empty, you're probably not going to have a business. And so it's just so crucial that you schedule that time. I love the 2 hours that you set aside to do that. And then intentionally talking to virtually everybody you can. And it doesn't happen overnight. You don't talk to somebody and they sign up the next day. It just doesn't happen that way. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely not. I mean, you know, I think giving that example of talking to the gentleman at the gym and it taking him, it was a year almost to the date that he sent me a text message saying he wanted to get started with Isagenix, like literally a year. And so I think that's for people to see, like that was a complete stranger that I met in the gym. So I think that's a realistic expectation. So if you're here thinking you're, you know, this is a get rich and you're only going to 6 months and you're going to sign up 75 people, I mean, unless you're talking to a massive amount of people, you know, you have to be doing the numbers for those numbers to really come through.
Oh, that's awesome. Why don't you wrap us up with one final thought, just thinking about the business, your life, and just what's going on with you, that you'd like to leave everybody here with that thought.
Oh, wow. I just really want to challenge everybody to just to stay consistent. Like, if you're consistent for the next 90 days in this action plan that we're, you know, doing with Isagenix, and, you know, Tim, I don't know what you're doing special for your team, but if you are just staying consistent for 90 days, so you set out your goals for 90 days, and maybe it's only 3 people a day that you're going to contact, you know, that's still 3 more people than you maybe have been doing consistently. That's one of the things I noticed the difference in my business is it's the consistency for 2 years that has really, you know, now people are starting to get, you know, I'm getting people excited from a year ago that are coming on and coming on board. So I just want to leave you guys just stay consistent. And whatever your number is, your number. If it's 10 a day, if it's 3 a day, that is totally fine. It doesn't matter the speed with Isagenix. It's just the matter of fact of staying consistent so people see that you're consistent. And that's one of the things, like, for me, my girlfriend, she was with a different company, and she goes, I came to church today because I knew you were going to be here. And see, she knew I was consistent with going to church, so she knew she could talk to me. And, you know, it's what if I wasn't there that day? You know, so people want to see you being consistent with, as a product user and consistent with your business. And I think it's key, too, that everybody, every Isagenix millionaire can attest to this. We've all done tasting parties where nobody comes. And you know what? I remember standing up in front of the room and you share, they share. And I was like, you know what? And I was like, this room is going to be filled one day and it's going to be me staying consistent and practicing the presentation. And, you know, here it is. You know, that tasting party I did was just the last tasting party I've done so far at my house. But, you know, I'm excited for what's to come just because of the consistency. So that would be my one takeaway for everybody. Find an accountability partner. Tell them your goals and just be consistent and take action.
That is awesome. Wendy Frank, you are awesome. We love you. You are just tremendous. If I can help you in any way, you give me a call anytime and I will be on it. So you've got that pledge from me. And I know anybody in our team would do the same thing. But we're excited for you. I see 4-star on your very not distant future. How about that?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me on your call. I hope to get to know some of your team members in the future, and just anybody that needs any help, you know, I'm happy to encourage them for wherever they're at.
That's awesome. Hey, guys, take your phones off mute. Give Wendy some love.
Yay, Wendy.
Thanks, Wendy.
Wendy.
Thanks a lot, Wendy.
Thanks.
Thank you so much, guys.
Well done, Wendy.
Love your story.
Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you so much, guys.
Good stuff. Have a great night, and we will talk real soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye now.